The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Super psyched to be with you. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water, bringing you all the water culture from all around the world, right here from the Berkshires, Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7, WTBR FM 88.1, WSBR in Lee, and anywhere you can get your podcasts from. Also, new on improved YouTube channel. Go there. Look on YouTube, see some of our new videos coming out. We're going to be focusing today a little bit on peace. Why? Look around. Look around. Gandhi used to say, be the change you want to see in the world. We could all be sucked down this dark hole of war and pestilence, but over here, And So It Flows, we're all about bringing peace to ourselves and around the world. Inner peace equals outer peace in our homes, in our families, in our world, macro, micro. And you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I have a little bit of relaxation to start with, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Masaru Emoto Peace Project a little later in the show. While Emoto is not with us on this planet anymore, his family is keeping it going with the Emoto Peace Project, and I'll be having him on in May, but a little precursor to that. Got a little bit of relaxation. Take ourselves a deep breath. Bit of a deep breath that we're going to be taking, but first we're going to start with a little bit of Natasha Bedingfield on her really great song Unwritten, because it has not been written and we get to write. So let's wipe off those windows and get ourselves a little bit of Natasha Bedingfield. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
The pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Yeah. lost and lonely every way. Got the flats all around, sky up above. Yes, I need a little water of love. I've been too long lonely and my heart feels pain. Crying out for some soothing rain. I believe taking up. Yes, I need a little water of love. Water of love, deep in the ground. But there ain't no water here to be found. Someday, baby, when the river runs free, it's gonna carry that water of love to me.
You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, Leslie Gabriel, your ambassador for water. You may see me going around in a really blue car, which pretty soon is going to have a license plate that's going to say Waterman. So, really the message of water. I'm going to be going a little bit further into some of the work of Masaru Emoto. And today's show gonna really focus on peace with all this all this stuff that's going around in the world. Kind of like pulling a little Gandhi. What's the missing? What's missing that would make a difference and be the change that we want to see in the world before other people change? I want to personally create the culture of peace in my life, in the lives of those around me, and in the world. And Masaru Emoto, while he's not in the studio, he passed on. He will be the work of his, he's got a peace project going on that his family is continuing to this very day. And I'll be having him on the podcast within the next few weeks. So super psyched about that. But in the meantime, a little bit of good news. This is good news. The governor of the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts has awarded over $1 billion to infrastructure projects. And this is as of Saturday, April 4th, a few days ago. The Healy-Driscoll administration today announced, that's 3 days ago, 70 projects across Massachusetts. Say that five times with crackers in your mouth. Massachusetts are eligible to receive over $1 billion in low interest rate loans to upgrade or replace aging drinking water or wastewater infrastructure and cut treatment plant energy use and costs. Low interest loans. Maybe they should be grants. But let's move on. These funds are a critical resource that cities and towns rely on each year to plan and advance water infrastructure projects. Additionally, $143 million in funding will be made available to communities on a rolling basis throughout the year. And some of that water money doesn't always grow on trees. While we make money out of paper that may come from some trees, it's actually something to look at. Let's see, is there anything mentioning the village of Housatonic? Nothing in the report specifically speaks to Housatonic / Great Barrington, where they've had a 100-year saga of water issues, not being able to get water from your pipe. So those of you who are listening who might be from that region, you may want to check out this funding. It's $1 billion to water infrastructure projects. Let's see how that goes. And that was some news brought to us by Berkshires.com or iBerkshires.com, a website that brings local Berkshires. For those of you who don't know and you're listening from somewhere else around the world, the Berkshires is a magnet. It's a magnet for folks who want to come and be in the beauty of the Berkshires. Now, it's rural, so don't expect things like Uber. Don't expect to have DoorDash come to you in some place in the middle of nowhere. However, what you can do is love the region. And love the region you will. It's beautiful. A lot of water conversation that's going on here. And, you know, some of those planes that got shot out of the sky recently, those A-10 Warthogs, they're even connected to our region because they're made by the same people who make toasters. General Electric, which has a legacy in the region, they make those A-10 Warthogs. So it's not just washing machines. It's not just washing machines. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
This is a reading of Robert Frost's poem, Going for Water. The well was dry beside the door, and so we went with pail and can. Across the fields behind the house, to seek the brook if still it ran, not loth to have excuse to go, because the autumn eve was fair, though chill, because the fields were ours, and by the brook our woods were there. We ran as if to meet the moon that slowly dawned behind the trees, the barren boughs without the leaves, without the birds, without the breeze. But once within the wood, we paused, like gnomes that hid us from the moon, ready to run to hiding new, with laughter when she found us soon. Each laid on other a staying hand, to listen ere we dared to look, and in the hush we joined to make. We heard, we knew we heard the brook, a note as from a single place, a slender tinkling fall that made, now drops that floated on the pool, like pearls, and now a silver blade.
Something happened.
We're back to the peace.
Light of the world on this trip, baby.
Thank you. The Meat Puppets.
The ocean was coming in strong there. That was the Meat Puppets. Gotta love the Meat Puppets. Actually, that was a song that Nirvana sang that was a cover, Lake of Fire, for the Meat Puppets. A lot of the music that actually all the music that's played on And So It Flows, the only rock and roll podcast in the world for water, for that H2O, here from WBCR, pardon me, that's where I started the show back 21 years ago, WTBR-FM. Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 on your FM dial as you're driving through Berkshire County. Also, 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Massachusetts. Lee's a beautiful town. Sometimes a lot of traffic because very close to a exit off the Mass Pike. If you go a few yards further west, it's the New York Thruway. But it's a great, great town. And Lee is slated to get, not yet, hasn't happened yet, slated to get a PCB dump. One of the OGs of Forever Chemicals. And there is an event coming up called Deep Dive with Chris Hedges at the United Church of Christ in Pittsfield. We're going to be having a conversation regarding everything around that subject matter. Like, how do you rebuild a post-industrial city? You're also going to take a look at how do we remediate the legacy of General Electric. It's a project that was put together by the Veterans for Peace. Veterans know the impact of poisons. They know. It's beyond what I call salamander environmentalism. It's knowing and doing the work. It's kind of like sports dad, wake up and go jogging. Show up to practice. And veterans know the impact of things. So it's powerful that veterans are coming forth to be environmentalists. Does it mean that granola is bad? Does not mean that folk singing is wrong. What it means is it's vital in the environmental movement to expand the envelope, to get more people in the choir. So that's the deep dive thing coming up on April 25th. And super psyched. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We had Lake of Fire that Nirvana sang. Before that, we had the Kings of Leon singing a song called Radioactive. It's in the water where we all come from. And that's a really great new song I heard about recently. It's been around for a while. And we had Tears in Heaven and Tears Made of Water, Salt Water to be exact. And Ship of Fools, a ship on the ocean. And it communicates what it needs to communicate. And that's by World Party and Anthony Thistlethwaite. Before that, we have Water of Love with Dire Straits, which really is what water provides. Provides love. Gives you the kind of nourishment that you need to be alive. And I would call that loving. And then we had Joy to the World. Jeremiah was a bullfrog, and frogs like the water and in the ocean and all that kind of stuff that gets discussed there. And we had Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, really speaking to getting beyond what we think is fate. Really fate. There is more that can be written. In a minute or two, or a couple of minutes, I'm going to go into a lot of the work of Emoto and what his family is continuing to do with the Emoto Peace Project. Emoto, for those of you who are not aware, he was going around in the early and mid-aughts talking about crystals from our thinking and our intentions, how water turns to a blob when you talk nasty, or turns to crystals when you're nice to it, when you send good intention. So it kind of gives us an idea of what's going on in the White House when such nasty words get used. And this show, And So It Flows, is out to crystallize our love for being alive. Be the change you want to see in the world. That's what it's all about. And let's see what we got here. Got a little Monty Python. Love a little comedy to lighten the load. A Monty Python, the Lady of the Lake. In the spirit of no kings.
What? I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh?
That's what I'm on about.
You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. It's a rock and roll water show you didn't know Pittsfield has. Goes from here, the Berkshires, to all around the world, bringing you the water culture that we didn't even know that we didn't have. That's the exciting part about it. Creating a relationship to H2O. Got more stuff coming your way. But first, let's go into a little bit of Masaru Emoto and his Peace Project. And the Peace Project, I'll be having whoever is running that, it's family members from what is called the Hado Institute, H-A-D-O, Emoto Peace Project. The purpose of the Peace Project is to educate people, especially children, of the true nature and importance of water through the picture book, The Messages from Water by Dr. Masaru Emoto and his other works and research. The mission is to share an informative, entertaining, awakening way of how water structure changes to reflect the vibrations of what we're thinking and feeling. Please see more. You could go to their website, find out more. Emoto Peace Project. That's E-M-O-T-O. And then spell out peace and spell out project and .net. The clear visual demonstration raises our individual awareness to make a habit of choosing better feeling thoughts, resulting in naturally expanding world peace. Our intention is to actually have that happen in the world. The surface of the planet is 70% water. Human beings are also similar in 70%. Our blood is 90%. We're mostly water. So it's true and important, the intentions, not just to say nice things to water, but we are water. That's where we came from. And that's from the Kings of Leon song, Radioactive. That is where we came from. It's in the water. So Emoto, really, some of his work is very clear. Talk smack, get smack. Talk good, Get good. It's not that complicated. Think good, get good. And it's not to make smack bad. It's having us have a choice and interrupting. That's a little bit more about the peace project. Very much wanted and needed at this time in the world, where it's like the work to do. It's like showing up for the meeting, showing up for practice, showing up. That's really exciting. Really exciting. I look forward to having the Emoto Peace Project on the show. Should be hearing from them soon. Just sent them an email while I was here. Got some more music coming your way. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Let's see what's coming up. This is a little closer to the home where all this bombing is going on. Unnecessary, I think. Creating a whole bunch of havoc that's not needed or wanted. But at the same time, it's happening near the rivers of Babylon. And this is by Boney M, Rivers of Babylon. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Remember time. sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble. Water, water. In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.